أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. In the previous surah, Surah Jin, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained how the jinn came and listened to the Quran Sharif of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which he was reciting in Fajr Namaz, and how they were so impressed and went away to their people and invited them also towards Islam, that this was a great deen and the most perfect deen. Yeah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains that when the people of Makkah did not listen to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and did not respond to his call of Iman and to the Quran Sharif, then what aziyat, what difficulty it caused on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was very sad and he was very despondent, and like a person when he feels like that, then he wraps himself up in a shawl, in a blanket, and he just wants to be away from everybody, like he says, like a condition of depression. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala called Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam out of that and addressed him with this beautiful word, Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil. That is, a lover calls you in such a beautiful way, O you who are now covered with your blanket, with your shawl, come out of it and let me show you the way how to come out of it. That is one explanation for the revelation of the surah. Another is that when the people, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had received wahi from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this was also very hard on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which he never and nobody else experiences it, but the person that Allah Ta'ala sent wahi, Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and told him, Iqra, read. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'm not a lettered person, I'm not a learned person, I don't know how to read. And the whole details of that, where Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasallam mentioned it a few times, and then embraced him and pressed Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very hard. And this new revelation that had come, this also caused great anxiety to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he came home, he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me up in a blanket, in a sheet, in a shawl, that I don't know what has happened to me. And Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is a model, a role model of how a wife must be, at that time how she comforted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But even more than that, Allah Ta'ala comforted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam by calling him on this beautiful name, O you who are covered in a sheet. And then Allah Ta'ala gives his address of before. This is very similar to when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu on one occasion had some problems at home, and then he went to the masjid and he lied down in the courtyard of the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired, where is Ali? They told him, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to him and the sand of the ground, certain specks of sand was on his shoulder still. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, Qum ya abat turab, stand up, O the father of sand, that your sand was to do on him. Qum Abu Turab, stand up. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I enjoyed this call that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made, and he called me Abu Turab and he told me to stand up. So only that person can really appreciate it, who you really have love for, and your lover, your beloved calls you with this beautiful titles, how you enjoy it. In that way Allah Ta'ala addressed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the surah, Allah Ta'ala explains, for a person who wants to reach and find Allah Ta'ala, what procedure he must take, what things he must do, amongst which is tahajjud namaz. And tahajjud namaz is not difficult at all. If a person can't get up in the latter part of the night, he can even read tahajjud before he goes to sleep. So that is one great way a person makes connection with Allah Ta'ala, by tahajjud. The other is by tilawat of Quran Sharif. This is a great, it is the rope between a banda and Allah Ta'ala. How much a person makes tilawat of Quran Sharif, he also reaches Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And for this, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has prescribed that a person reads Quran Sharif at Fajr time, and if he can, in tahajjud namaz also, or at the time of tahajjud, which is a quiet and silent time, and a person can engage with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And whether it is a person who wants to build this connection with Allah, and every person needs that support when the ups and downs of life come. When a person faces problems, various types of problems, if he builds his connection with Allah Ta'ala from before, then this helps him at this time. So Allah Ta'ala teaches all of us how to make this connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So for that, Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to get up and address him in this beautiful way. And then in front, Allah gives the prescription, one of the many prescriptions, how to make connection with Allah Ta'ala. And then when a person faces problems, he has the solution from before. Or it is like a person when he is traveling and his petrol gauge is showing that his petrol is gone down low now. So he knows he has to fill up. So here also how a person has to fill up his spiritual petrol so that he can carry on with his journey of life. Allah Ta'ala explains that also, that you have a great journey to carry on with, and you need your spiritual power and strength and your energy and stamina. For that, how to gain that spiritual power, that also Allah Ta'ala explains in the surah. May Allah make it that we follow this prescription which Allah has given, which was a proven prescription for Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in turn for the whole ummah also, and we build up the spiritual power and strength within ourselves, and then we can walk this path to Allah very easily and comfortably. Wa akhiru da'wana.